Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible.
The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨义旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Jesus is buried. So that the body of Jesus does not remain on the cross till the next day, the Paschal feast, Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus and in secret for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he may take Jesus' body. Pilate grants him the permission. With Nicodemus, another friend of Jesus, he takes the body of Jesus and anoints it with myrrh and other perfumed oils, as it is the custom among the Jews. In the place where Jesus was crucified, there is a garden, and in the garden, there is a new tomb, where none has yet been buried. It is there that they bury Jesus. Jesus is buried is our story for today. 耶稣被埋葬是我们今天的故事。The last story we had was Jesus crucified and died on the cross. 上一次的故事就是耶稣被钉在十字架上而在那边死亡。And so we continue the story. 因此我们继续那个故事。So that the body of Jesus, 意思就是因此耶稣的身体 body 的意思就是身体 does not remain on the cross, 不要或是不会 does not, 不会 remain 就是留着或是留在 on the cross 在那个十字架所以因此耶稣的身体或是我们可以说是遗体了因为死体的、哦、不会留在那个十字架 till the next day 到隔天、啊、the Paschal feast、啊、就是逾越节因为这个逾越节 this Paschal feast is very important for the Jews Now, this is the day that they commemorate God liberated them from slavery in Egypt. 这是那天他们回忆、啊、纪念天主带领他们出埃及的做奴役的时候、啊、得带到他们自由的那个福地。因此这个是那么重要的节日他们不要有、啊、实体在那个十字架上 Joseph of Arimathea Joseph 若瑟这个名字 of Arimathea Arimathea 也是一个名字是地方的名字意思说阿利马特亚人的若瑟 A disciple of Jesus 是也是耶稣的一个使徒 And in secret For fear of the Jews. 他是师徒但是也是在秘密中的一个。为什么因为他害怕犹太人。啊、Secret 就是秘密 ,fear 是害怕、啊、,Jews 就是犹太人。啊、若瑟是害怕犹太人因此是做秘密的师徒。Ask Pilate that he may take Jesus' body.询问那个皮拉多或是请求那个皮拉多 让他拿，我是可以说授予拿或是接受那个耶稣的实体。Pilate grants him the permission. 比拉多给予grants 可以说是授予或是给予什么 permission 这个许可或是允许。所以比拉多允许若瑟拿耶稣的实体。因此 with Nicodemus, another friend of Jesus, 跟尼哥特摩也是一个耶稣的朋友 friend of Jesus, 耶稣的朋友。He takes the body of Jesus, 他拿了耶稣的身体或是遗体 and anoints it. Anoints 就是涂油也是一种礼仪。He takes the body of Jesus and anoints it with myrrh. 他用什么来涂油？是用没药。myrrh 是一种没药，也是一种香的一个材料。And other perfume oils, 还有其他香油香香的那些油。As it is the custom among the Jews, 他们会怎么样做？因为 it is the custom among the Jews. Custom 是传统，谁的传统 ？Among the Jews， 在犹太人的一个传统。所以，因为犹太人有这个传统，就是他们会这么样的做。And in the place where Jesus was crucified， 在那个地方耶稣被钉在十字架的那个地方 ，there is a garden， 那边有一个花园。And in the garden， 而且在那个花园 ，there is a new tomb， 那边有一个新的坟墓 ，where none has yet been buried， 那边还没有人被埋葬None 就是都没有 ，been buried 就是 buried 就是 bury 就是埋葬或是埋藏。但是我们如果是说是遗体的话，那就是埋葬从来没有人在那边被埋葬，就是一个新的坟墓。It is there that they bury Jesus， 就在那边，他们把耶稣埋葬了。在我们今天的故事，我们可以体会到耶稣。有那么多的使徒，还有一些是秘密的跟着他，而且真的是爱他。We can feel and realize that in this story, Jesus has many followers, and there are even secret followers, because they fear other people, the Jews, but they still follow Jesus.And we can feel that Jesus is really loved by them, that they are willing to do these things. Jesus is buried, but he will not stay dead for long. 耶稣被埋葬，但是我们知道，他按照我们的信德，我们知道，再过几天，他就会复活。We believe.That we too will die, but we believe also that we too, in faith, in our Lord Jesus, there is an everlasting life. Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story today to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.